Who is the new face you'll be seeing around Harvard University in 2009? What is he doing around the Berkman Center for Internet and Society? The answers to these questions and more on this week's Radio Berkman. Somewhere along the Charles River, just north of Boston, in a little town called Cambridge, on the humble campus of Harvard University, stands one of the epicenters of research and action on the world of the web, the Berkman Center for Internet and Society. The Berkman Center just entered its 11th calendar year as an institution, and with it saw the arrival of a new executive director. Urs Gasser, a longtime Berkman colleague, recently co-authored a book, Born Digital, Understanding the First Generation of Digital Natives. The Berkman Center is the home of this podcast, so luckily we were among the first to score an interview with Gasser as he began his directorship. He recently sat down with David Weinberger to give us the inside scoop.
Hello, Urs.
Hello, David.
I should first of all note that you are my boss, so let's get that conflict of interest out entirely, full disclosure. And I have to say that you're looking fabulous.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you have just begun as the Berkman Center's new executive director. What does the executive director do anyway?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right now, actually. The way I understand it, it is really about serving a wonderful group of people, a wonderful community here at the Berkman Center, and being as supportive as possible in many respects, whether it's project support, whether it's community support. And of course, I also try to shape, together with you and the fellows and the staff and, of course, the directors, the future of the center. So that's the rough description of what I'm doing from day to day, besides talking and thinking about budget.
So you're hardly a stranger to the Berkman Center. You've been a fellow here. And can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Switzerland and studied ultimately law at the University of St. Gallen Law School. I did my dissertation there after my master's degree, and after that I had the great opportunity to come to Harvard Law School, where I did my LLM, and got in touch with the Berkman Center quite early on, started to work on an online teaching module with John Palfrey and Jim Moore.
And John Palfrey was the previous executive director.
That's right. That was the beginning of a long story. Ultimately, I stayed here for 3 years at the Berkman Center, moved back in 2005. I got an appointment at the University of St. Gallen as a law professor. I spent there 3.5 years and then got this exciting opportunity to come back to you and all our colleagues and friends here.
And during that those 3.5 years when you were a law professor at St. Gallen, you also were, during part of that time, you were working on a book with John Palfrey, in fact.
Exactly. From the very beginning on, we continued a very close transatlantic collaboration between the Berkman Center and the Research Center for Information Law at the University of St. Gallen. And among the most fascinating projects we were working on was the Digital Natives Project, that investigates how young people, how kids, digital natives, are using digital technologies and what the implications are for our society, for learning, for privacy, security, creativity, and so forth. And it's now being translated in 8 or 9 languages, so this is a global effort to think about these topics. And
the Digital Natives Project continues at the Berkman Center. How involved do you think you're going to be able to be in that, given your other duties?
So, I mean, this is one of the key challenges, I think, of this job, and something that John Palfrey, that we already introduced, he did clearly a wonderful job to keep the right balance between management duties and being creative, being involved in original research. So I hope to continue this wonderful tradition, but I know it's a challenge. So the short answer is I hope I will be still involved in this and several other projects.
So as you come into the Berkman Center in this executive director role, what's your view of the current state of the union, state of the center?
We have a terrific team in place. The staff is excellent.
The staff is fantastic.
We should say thank you to our to our truly, truly wonderful staff team. We have a very great group of fellows, and a very inspiring environment. So I think we're in a very good shape. And we are, of course, also very fortunate to have very engaged faculty directors leading the center ultimately, together with now also faculty members from other departments and schools across Harvard, which is a great opportunity for us while moving forward.
The tough economic times, which have certainly hit Harvard as well as the rest of the world, how is that going to affect the Berkman Center?
It's tough times. We try to be as responsible and responsive as we need. It's not an easy situation, but we're confident that we will take the right steps and actions to get it right and to be sustainable. It's also an opportunity to rethink what do we want to do together, what are our shared priorities, and not only to be driven by the numbers, right, but really to think about what do we want to do, in what order, what are the priorities, what are the time frames, and I think that's equally important besides doing the number crunching, which of course is part of this job too.
So you've been here a week and you're not going to announce the fundamental changes and shapes and directions of going forward?
No, luckily not, no.
The center has been part of Harvard Law, but that's changing. It's becoming a center, one of the few centers actually, independent centers within Harvard itself. How do you see that changing the center and what it does and its direction?
I think the Berkman Center has always been a place where multiple disciplines have come together. People, you know, with various backgrounds have collaborated in a very I would say almost unique way, and this is certainly part of the fascination of the Berkman Center. So it's not an entirely new concept to work with people across discipline, but I think this takes us to the next level, and we now of course have a great opportunity before us that we can work with colleagues more closely and more strategically from other departments. We have access of course to know-how in a way that we didn't have it before. I think the biggest changes are ahead, or kind of making use of the opportunities. We'll see that in the month and hopefully years to come.
Looking up a level, my experience here has been quite good about working with, collaborating, enjoying the company of other centers that have similar interests. Is this something you want to expand or contract, for all I know?
Right. No, absolutely. I think this is the second big theme that I'm personally interested in and institutionally interested in. So one would be the interdisciplinary research. It includes activism and advocacy, of course. And the second cluster is about collaboration and internationalization. I think the directors of the Berkman Center sent a pretty strong signal when they actually appointed me, being myself a European coming from, you know, outside, from a different continent. And this is one of our priorities, to reach out and to work together with other research centers and individuals across the US, of course, but also internationally. I think, you know, the topic we're studying, the phenomenon we're exploring, cyberspace, is a global phenomenon, and we can all learn from each other. That's certainly one of the lessons learned from the past few years when we collaborated with colleagues and friends in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, and here in the US.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.
Urs Gasser is the new executive director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Find out more about the Berkman Center at cyber.law.harvard.edu. This episode of Radio Berkman was produced by me, Daniel Jones, at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University. You can find more programs like this and subscribe to our podcast at blogs.law.harvard.edu/mediaberkman.